This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan.
There's no vaccine that is, you know, safe and effective.
With past statements such as that, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is facing tough questions as the Trump pick for Health and Human Services Secretary solicits Republican support today in the Senate. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Transition aides say that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. isn't necessarily pushing to get rid of all vaccines, but he does want to make sure that they are effective and safe and, you know, some merit for the review, that is kind of more where he's coming from, where the president-elect is coming from. That being said, there is some concern based on RFK Jr.'s past views and statements and some of his associates.
When asked if schools should mandate vaccines, President-elect Trump said today he doesn't like vaccine mandates. Trump this morning did salute the CEO of the Japanese company SoftBank, which promises a major U.S. investment over the next 4 years.
Today, I'm thrilled to announce that SoftBank will be investing $100 billion in America, creating 100,000 American jobs at a minimum. And he's doing this because he feels very optimistic about our country since the election.
Trump indicated today he's looking at proposals to dismiss federal workers who don't return to the office full time. CBS's Anna Schechter tells us the wheels are in motion to move Luigi Mangione, the man charged with murdering the UnitedHealthcare CEO, from Pennsylvania to New York.
He's hired a high-powered, very experienced lawyer who worked in a prosecutor's office for 3 decades, and she has seen the mountain of evidence that investigators have against him, and she's thinking, you know what, we don't need to fight this extradition. Let's just get him to New York, and let's navigate through the court system as smoothly as possible. And I think that's why that this could happen very quickly, as soon as tomorrow.
Officials in the French territory of Mayotte in the Indian Ocean say the death toll after a powerful cyclone is rising. CBS's Vladimir Dutier.
Rescue workers are scrambling to reach the remote archipelago, which is home to around 300,000 people. You can see entire neighborhoods that have just been flattened. Officials fear the death toll could be in the thousands.
In this country, a storm system's rattling the West Coast, and CBS's Rob Marciano tells us there are other weather issues across the nation.
We could see winds that gust, you know, 30, 40, maybe even 50 miles an hour from places like Chicago, Cleveland, and up through Buffalo. The temperature, though, will be warmer.
Wall Street, the Dow is down 26 points. The S&P and NASDAQ are trading higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 36-year-old man from Franklin and a Racine County Sheriff's deputy both went through the ice on Wind Lake during a rescue Saturday afternoon. Despite being in the water for an hour, the man from Franklin was rescued and is expected to be okay. A house fire near 16th and Kearney in Racine Friday resulted in the deaths of a family dog and a cat. The fire caused an estimated $80,000 in damages, with the cause still unknown. Foxconn has been approved for nearly $9 million in state tax credits for 2023. Microsoft has acquired a lot of the Foxconn land, and they're investing over $3 billion to create data centers in Mount Pleasant. 2 well-traveled highways in the area have been officially renamed. County Highway KR is now State Highway 195. State Highway 75 has been redesignated as County Highway BD. Kenosha County has launched a new online property tax payment system. The new way allows property owners to view, print, and pay taxes in one location with electronic payment options available. And Racine's Harbor Fest is set to return to Festival Park on June 13th and 14th. It's after an 18-year hiatus. A statement says the event promises music, food, and family entertainment. Net proceeds are going to local charities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packers defeat the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay led 20-6 at the half and went on to win 30-13 over the Seahawks in Seattle. The Packers defense, 7 quarterback sacks, special teams with a good kick return and 3 field goals. On offense, wide receiver Romeo Doubs back from a concussion with 2 touchdown catches.
That's just part of us just getting better collectively as a core. Yeah, I just look forward to progress, cleaning up the details on tape, and just moving on to the next one.
quarterback Jordan Love.
Coming out fast, putting up some touchdowns early. You know, defense doing a great job getting the ball back for us. But, you know, that's when we're at our best, is starting fast, getting the ball, putting up points, and going from there.
Packers linebacker Quay Walker left the game with an ankle injury. Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith having an MRI on his right knee after being sacked in the third quarter. Sam Howell took over the rest of the game. NBA, the Bucks getting ready to face the Thunder in the NBA Cup Finals in Vegas. Tip-off time tomorrow night at 7:30 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
A dark and dreary day today, stuck under overcast, cloudy skies with areas of fog. High temperatures are nice and mild, though, tapping the mid-40s with a west breeze. And overnight tonight, we fall below freezing, with chances of snow moving in tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Let's see. Today is what? Monday, December 16th. You know what that means? It's week two of our Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win contest. And your next chance to win is coming up in the 4 p.m. hour in this statewide contest. So be listening in the 4 p.m. hour for your keyword. It'll be your chance to win $100 cash. Good luck from WRJN.
Early in the evening, just about supper time. By the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring you up. Willie picks a tune out, and he blows it on the hum. Down on the corner, out in the street, playing the folk boys are playing, bring the nip up happy feet. Rooster hits the white road, and people just gotta smile. Goonies bumps a duck face, and goes into a dance, doubles on the zoo. Down on the corner, out in the street, Willie and the folk boys are playing, bringing your fellas happy feet.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I'm down in my mind.
Scenes home for local news, timeless hits, and Green Bay Packer football. WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Tell all the
Turn it up. Here we go.
I love my Green Bay Packers.
Oh, man. I tell you what, that game last night started off hot and just got hotter. It started off with the hot offense, and then I was really impressed with the defense because, what did they have, like 7 sacks, I think?
Yeah, and especially after Geno went out.
Yeah.
The pressure seemed to increase.
Yeah. Lots of sacks, few takeaways.
Came away feeling good.
Yeah. Gotta love it. Now you gotta hope for a Bears win tonight.
Yeah, well, and that's always a tricky situation trying to explain that to the kids. Now, normally, boys and girls, we don't like the Bears, but in this situation,
we do. Well, and I remember you telling me earlier in the season that the Vikings are going to collapse, and they haven't really done it yet.
Yeah, but they still got it in them. And they're the Vikings. It's part of their DNA.
Part of their DNA, and
messing it up.
Bears.
There'll be a field goal at some point. Mark this down. Write down the date.
Like a last second field goal?
There's going to be a field goal that's going to ruin the Vikings season at some point.
Yeah, but usually it's the Bears field goals that ruin it.
Yeah.
Remember the double doink?
I remember the double doink.
Yeah. All right.
I think the doink entered the cultural lexicon at that point. I mean, it was around in football circles, but after the double doink, I mean, people in Davenport knew about it.
Who do you dislike more, the Vikings or the Bears?
Vikings.
Vikings, okay.
Yeah, they've caused me more pain in my lifetime.
Okay.
Which is sad. And growing up in the Kenosha media market, I get a lot of the Chicago signals.
Yeah,
growing
I know
up,
you do.
I knew about, WMAQ and the LS coverage. So, it's more of a brotherly hate for the Bears. The Vikings is more of a passionate, shake my fist.
I hate to say this, but, I mean, it pains me to say this, but... Bear down.
Yeah, I'm not going that far. Let's not get crazy here.
All right, there's Stuart J. Yeah. Waddles keeping us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
This This Friday, December 20th, make your way to Runnings in Burlington for a can't-miss event. From 9 to 3, a Milwaukee Tool specialist will be in store to offer project planning tips and expert insights. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Milwaukee Tool products throughout the day. Whether you're shopping for the perfect gift or upgrading your own tools, Runnings has the quality and savings you need, wrapped in holiday cheer. Visit Runnings in Burlington this Friday on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fries.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Still searching for the perfect holiday present? Give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones move with confidence and ease, making every outing a breeze. Or bless them with a Power Lift Recliner complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort and independence at home. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions is here to make your holidays brighter and more mobile. Visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Yeah, local news coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll have the latest on that school shooting today in Madison.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Twisting the night away, yeah. Twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go. Twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the one.
Lean out. Lean back.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go. Twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old. Twisting the night away. Yeah, twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
Cook and twist in the night away on WRJN. Tonight we are looking for a mostly cloudy sky and a low of 30. Tomorrow partly sunny and 40. We are your home for local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics too. It's Johnny Mathis on WRJN.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look and five and ten glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolphin will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, a sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start.
And the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
News, timeless hits, and Christmas classics too on WRJN. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Stuart J. Waddles in the newsroom. He'll keep us up to date on the latest in that school shooting in Madison. For listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine Kenosha factoid is no more. There won't be any explaining the meaning of the KR and Highway KR, as signs now say Highway 195. A recent agreement between Kenosha County, Racine County, and the state has led to the renaming of two well-traveled highways in the area. County Highway KR from I-94 to 32 is now State Highway 195. In the county, State Highway 75 has been redesignated as County Highway BD. It's been named after the towns of Brighton and Dover through which it runs. There's a new way to give your money to the government in Kenosha County. They've launched what's called a streamlined online property tax payment system. It consolidates tax information across most county municipalities. The new tool allows property owners to view, print, and pay current and delinquent taxes in one centralized location. Property tax mailings started going out last week. And while summer seems so very far away, there's a couple of dates in June to circle. After being gone for 18 years, Racine's Harbor Fest is making a comeback at Festival Park. The event is being revived June 13th and 14th, with a statement promising a mix of music, food, and family entertainment across two stages. Event organizers say they're committed to supporting the local community, with the festival donating net proceeds to charities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A dark and dreary day today, stuck under overcast, cloudy skies with areas of fog. High temperatures are nice and mild, though, tapping the mid-40s with a west breeze. And overnight tonight, we fall below freezing, with chances of snow moving in tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it could grow stronger every day. Times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm.
It's James Taylor and Your Smiling Face on WRJN. But in 1984, in an episode of Sesame Street, James Taylor serenaded Oscar the Grouch with a version called That Grouchy Face.
Two minutes, you're out. For one heart to be crying.
News, Timeless Hits WRJN. Join us in welcoming Dan Marcus to our midday workday hours. Dan brings his passion for timeless hits to Racine every weekday from 9 till 2. You can also hear some of his great interviews and stories from and about some of our 60s and 70s stars on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum podcast at danmarcuswaxmuseum.com.
Love song.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman, and I am here to help you with your stocking stuffers. This is perfect, actually. It's the 10th day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas, and today's deal is from Dogs and Cream. And when the weather gets colder, you're going to want to warm up with something hot and delicious, like their classic Chicago dogs, their chili and cheese dogs, pretzel dogs, savory burgers. Here's what you do. You go to WRJN.com, you click on the Big Deals banner, and today only you can get 50% off your gift certificate to Dogs and Cream. You can get a $20 gift certificate for just $10. It's today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Ooh, ma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Uma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Uma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Nice. Find your business comm at uma.com/radio.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it. eBay is where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay's my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
Make Lee's Deli part of your holiday celebrations. Whether it's a festive lunch, dinner, or quick bite, Lee's Deli has you covered with their fresh chef salads and signature subs. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Momo's Supermarket at 1912 52nd Street in Kenosha. Also, stop by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and pre-ordering catering options like the famous holiday party trays. Lee's Deli, spreading holiday cheer one meal at a time.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
The 10th day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Dogs and Cream. When the weather gets colder, warm up with something hot and delicious. The classic Chicago dogs, chili and cheese dogs, pretzel dogs, and savory burgers are just what you need to fight off that winter chill. They have the hot dog game on lock. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
WRJN. Children behave, that's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play, they don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can.
98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up at the top of the hour, CBS News. We'll get the latest from that school shooting in Madison.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Tears you must hide. Did you ever have to finally decide? is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan.
There's no vaccine that is, you know, safe and effective.
With past statements such as that, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is facing tough questions as the Trump pick for Health and Human Services Secretary solicits Republican support today in the Senate. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Transition aides say that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. isn't necessarily pushing to get rid of all vaccines, but he does want to make sure that they are effective and safe and, you know, some merit for the review, that is kind of more where he's coming from, where the president-elect is coming from. That being said, there is some concern based on RFK Jr.'s past views and statements and some of his associates.
When asked if schools should mandate vaccines, President-elect Trump said today he doesn't like vaccine mandates. Trump this morning did salute the CEO of the Japanese company SoftBank, which promises a major U.S. investment over the next 4 years.
Today, I'm thrilled to announce that SoftBank will be investing $100 billion in America, creating 100,000 American jobs at a minimum. And he's doing this because he feels very optimistic about our country since the election. And
Trump indicated today he's looking at proposals to dismiss federal workers who don't return to the office full time. CBS's Anna Schechter tells us the wheels are in motion to move Luigi Mangione, the man charged with murdering the